Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cat go.
That's Mr. Carl Perkins bringing us back. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We have a great visit with our good friend and someone that I admire very much, Mr. Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kiplinger is the chairman of the Kiplinger Washington Editors, editor emeritus of the Kiplinger Washington Letter, which we're celebrating this month, is celebrating its 91st anniversary, and we're celebrating today Mr. Kiplinger's 96th birthday. And he's been doing this with me now since 1998. Mr. Kiplinger, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it very much. One of the things, and happy birthday and happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
One of the things that I want you to share some ideas with us is how your industry has changed. I know that your organization has downsized its operation to be more efficient, to take advantage of the technology. Many other organizations have that, you know, I think of two family organizations, the Kiplinger publications and the Forbes publications. Both of those organizations have followed similar paths with regard to their buildings, with regard to downsizing. Talk to us about your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, Jim, because it's a very important thing in an organization to keep your eye focused on what it is you do best. Now, we used to have a lot of peripheral organizations. We had our own printing plant. We had our own computer room. We had our own circulation division. We had our own, well, we still have our own sales division. Mm-hmm. But we had all these functions, and we had a lot of manual functions. And I was a printing expert. Not an expert, but I was a printing executive, and I had to deal with all kinds of different things that were sort of distracting from the main point. What we are is news analysts and reporters and advisors, and that's what we need to focus on. So we've stripped all those things away. We've contracted all that out. And we didn't even need that big building that we were in because mm-hmm. it was vertical. And, you know, now a lot of things are sort of horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a space which is about one-third of the space in that old building, and we're doing the same job. Actually, we're doing a lot better and more things than we did then.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on what it is you do and what you do best, and strip off the rest of the things, and you'll be better off.
One of the things in my book is what I call Blasingame's Law of Business Love, and that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. That's what you're talking
Precisely.
About.
Precisely. You know, in the journalism field, there was a lot of talk about, well, back a few years ago, there was a man named Marshall McLuhan. He was a psychologist, sort of, mm-hmm. and he invented a little term called the medium is the message. Mm-hmm. And everybody got excited and they applauded and said, boy, what a brilliant man. Well, he wasn't brilliant, he was wrong. The medium is not the message.
Right.
The medium is what you're transmitting, and the message is what you're transmitting.
The content,
that's
what's important, right?
Yeah,
because your product is
what we do.
Your product is the marks on the paper, not the paper.
What correct.
What the marks say, not the marks or the paper, really.
Well, and you're talking about paper now. We're very strong in the online business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our online division now is almost equal to our print division,
mm-hmm.
and you can get our letter at 4:30 on Friday afternoon. You can call it down if you want to.
Yep.
Only about one out of five of our readers want to do that. They want to get it Monday morning.
But this thing that you guys have done, this has been the way you survived from the analog age to the digital age, and not only survived but thrived, right?
Well, that's right.
If you hadn't done this,
remember,
you'd be out of business, wouldn't you?
That's right. Let me remind you of something else. When my father started this thing called The Letter, it was a crazy publication. It was on just four sheets of paper. It was in typewriter type. It said, "Dear Sir," and it said, "Yours very truly." And our his partners looked at him and he said, "Kip, you're not going to send it out like that, are you?"
and it's still like that, folks. 91 years later, Mr. Kiplinger, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your great service to our country and to the world. And it's great to have you as a friend.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Jim, and let's do it again.
We'll do it again. Happy birthday and happy anniversary, too.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen, a national treasure and a witness to a century, and I'm so fortunate to have him as a friend, and you're fortunate to be able to hear him and hear his thoughts. We'll see him again next year. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.